The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter number 16, Text number 27, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on September 2nd, 2009, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 16, Text number 27. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Brahmavacha, Brahmavacha, Atate Munayo Dishva, Nayanananda Bhajanam, Vaikuntam Tadadishthanam, Vikuntam chasvayam prabham. Brahmavacha atate munayo drishva nayanananda bhajanam vikuntam tadadishthanam Vikuntam chasvayam prabham. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Lord Rama said, after seeing the Lord of Vaikuntha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the self-illuminated Vaikuntha planet, the sages left that transcendental abode. Purport. The transcendental abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as stated in Bhagavad Gita and confirmed in this verse, is self-illuminated. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that in the spiritual world, there is no need of sun, moon, or electricity. This indicates that all the planets there are self-illuminated, self-sufficient, and independent. Everything there is complete. Lord Krishna says that once one goes to the Vaikuntha planet, he never returns. The inhabitants of Vaikuntha never return to the material world, but the incident of Jai and Vijay was a different case. They came to the material world for some time, and then they returned to Vaikuntha.
Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha.
So, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that those two come to my abode, they never take birth again. They don't come back to this material world. So people ask them, well, how could we fall down then? How is it possible? If those who go back to Godhead don't fall down, then how could we fall down? In this connection, there's a saying, once burned, twice shy. Someone may make the mistake one time, you see. Just like a little child, if you tell him, don't stick your hand in the fire because it will burn. The child has no experience of sticking his hand in the fire. And to his eyes, the fire looks very beautiful, very attractive thing. So he may think, what do my parents know anyway? I can see the fire is very beautiful. So let me see, what is that thing, the fire? So he sticks his hand, he burns his hand. So one time he may do, you see. But if you tell him, now you stick it again, will he stick it again? No, he will not stick a second time. So, one time, the living being, he may fall down from the spiritual world. But he will not like to do it again after being burned. Once burned, twice shy. Second time around, he knows how bad it was. Of course, those who are intelligent, they learn simply by hearing. They don't require to suffer the pain of material existence. To know that it is undesirable. But the less intelligent, they sometimes will make the mistake. But they will not make it again. Of course, the free will is there. One could fall down a second time, a third time, one could continue falling down. But they will not. That experience of actually having undergone the hellish repetition of birth and death is a very, very poignant reminder not to fall down. It's also mentioned here how that spiritual sky is self-illuminated. Srila Prabhupada refers to one verse. Na tad bhasyate suryo na shushanko na pavaka yad gad gva na vartante tadama paramang mama. That supreme abode of mine is not illumined by sun, moon, fire, or electricity. And those who reach it never return to this material world.
Krishna се осветяват от слънце, луна и електричество и тези, които достигнат, никога не се връщат отново в материалния свят.
So are there any questions?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Значи тя посещава предано удадни и се е върнала. Това е като връщане у дома и охраната не те пуска. И това е за мен винаги било много интересно. Пак ли по волята на Бога те не се е пуснали? Защото всичко там се случва по волята на Бога. Те са били съвършени безкохи и всъщност те не пускат господарката в къщата.
She says that one of the reasons for the fall down of Jai and Vijay is that they didn't let Mother Lakshmi to come back to Vaikuntha. She was visiting some devotees, and when she wanted to come back, they wouldn't let her.
I see.
So she is asking, is this also arrangement of the Lord? She's yes. The mistress of the...
The whole thing, they are great devotees, but this is an arrangement of Krishna. So that he can do some fighting. You see? Nobody in the spiritual world will fight with Krishna. But Krishna, just like ordinary, I've seen our devotees, they sometimes like to wrestle, you see.
Както аз съм виждал наши преанодани, понякога те искат да се борят.
So, Krishna likes to fight also.
По същия начин Кришна обича да се бие.
So who will fight with Krishna?
И кой може да се бие с Кришна?
His devotees won't fight with him.
Преанодадените му няма да се сражават.
So he has devotees take the role of demons so he can fight.
Всъщност преанодадените трябва да вземат ролята на демони, за да може той да се сражава с тях.
Any other question? Yes.
Калиюга, много хора са демонична природа да отдават предано служение.
In Калиюга, people with demonic nature,
it's possible.
Is it possible to render devotional service?
It must be possible, otherwise why would Lord Chaitanya give us the opportunity to engage in devotional service? Otherwise he would kill us. We're seeing so many thousands of people have joined this Hare Krishna movement, so it is quite possible to engage in devotional service. Even if one has a demoniac nature, if one can take shelter of Guru and Vaishnavas, then one can engage nicely in devotional service.
Виждаме, че хиляди хора са се присъединили към това движение, така че е възможно. Ако някой дори с демонична природа приеме подслон при Гуру и Вайшнавите, той може да се ангажира много добре в предано служение.
Questions? Yeah.
В духовния свят Вайкунта всички негови обитатели са Сат-Читананда. Вечни изпълнени съзнание и блаженство, как тогава може да се каже, че някои от тях са малко интелигентни.
We know that all the inhabitants of Vaikuntha are Satchitananda Vigraha. So how can we say that some of them are less intelligent?
Some of them are less intelligent? Those who remain, they are not less intelligent. Actually, none are less intelligent. But if they choose to leave that place, misuse their independence, that is less intelligent. There can be no less intelligence in the spiritual realm. Everyone is full and intelligent. But because the Lord is supremely independent, and the living entities are qualitatively one with Him, they also possess the quality of independence to a small degree. So, independence means there's a possibility of misusing it, isn't it? If there's no possibility of misusing it, how it can be said there is independent? And is there a possibility that they can misuse it? Is there a possibility they can misuse it? Yes? Possibility means possibility. It has to be possible that they can misuse it. And if they do, that is less intelligent. So, here is the world for those who are less intelligent. Envious of Krishna. It's certainly a less intelligent thing to be envious of Krishna. Krishna is seeing that his devotee is tasting more bliss than he is. For this reason, he becomes Lord Chaitanya to taste the bliss of being a devotee. So, if God is envious of his devotee, wanting to be also his devotee so he cannot miss out on the nectar, how foolish it is to think there's something wrong with being a devotee. That I am not happy being a devotee, I must become God. God wants to become his own devotee. Because that is the happiest position, to be devotee of God. Next question. Yes.
There are persons, like Srila Prabhupada says, who are killing themselves.
Atmahana.
Yes. And in one sense, they stop exist like individual consciousness.
They do what?
Спирата съществуват като индивидуално съзнание, това ли? They cease to exist like an individual consciousness.
They do what?
They cease, stop to exist like individual consciousness.
No. Do they cease to exist as individual consciousness?
Yes.
No. Maybe. No one ever ceases to exist as individual consciousness.
Никой никога не спира да съществува като индивидуално съзнание.
I mean, Krishna confirms. Natvaiva hang jatu nasang na tvang neme janadipa na chaiva na vabhishama sarve mayam atapadam. Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be. He confirms the individuality of the living entity.
Krishna потвърждава вечната индивидуалност на живото същество, като казва, че никога не е имало време, когато аз, ти или всички тези царе да не сме съществували и никога няма да има време, когато ще спрем да съществуваме.
Is further confirmed in the Katha Upanishad.
Това освен това се потвърждава и в Katha Upanishad.
Nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitananam eko bahunam yo vidadati kama. There is one supreme eternal amongst the plural eternals. There is one supreme conscious being amongst the plural conscious beings. The difference is, he maintains them and they are being maintained by him.
Има едно върховно живо същество, нашата осъзнатост сред безброй многото осъзнати живи същества. Разликата е, че това върховно живо същество поддържа другите, а другите са поддържани от него.
So the eternal individuality of every single living entity throughout all of existence is an irrefutable fact.
Така че вечното индивидуално съществуване на всички живи същества в цялото творение е неотменим факт. Then what does it mean merging with the impersonal Brahman?
Merging with Brahman is a temporary sense of having lost one's individuality.
Сливането с Брахман е временно усещане за загуба на индивидуалността.
Kindly note that the word sense, which means a sensation or a perception of having lost one's individual existence.
Забележете думата усещане, което означава възприемане или чувство за това, че си загубил индивидуалното съществуване.
It is only a perception of having done so.
Тоест, това е само усещане и възприятие, че сте направили така.
It is not factually having done so.
Всъщност това не е фактически, не се е случило.
It is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which describes that impersonal liberation. It is called Vimukti Maninas. Maninas means in the mind. Vimukti means liberation. So it is liberation in the mind only.
Това е само освобождение в ума.
They think themselves merged into Brahman.
С други думи, те си мислят, че са се сляли с Брахман.
But factually, they are still existing individually. It's just simply a temporary sense of having lost one's individual identity.
Но всъщност те продължават да съществуват индивидуално, просто временно си мислят, че са загубили.
But it doesn't last that long also.
Но също така това не трае дълго.
Bhagavatam says, patanti yadho, they fall back again to material sense gratification.
Bhagavatam казва, че те отново падат в материалното стимулно свърдение.
Due to their austerities performed on the pathway of Brahman realization, they are given some temporary sensation of cessation of existence.
Своето отречение, които са извършили по пътя на Брахман реализацията, на тях им се дава временното усещане за това, че са спряли своето индивидуално съществуване.
Just like when you go for an operation, the doctor gives you they put you to sleep, they put you under anesthesia, so you don't feel the pain.
Както ако отидете на операция, доктора ви дава опойка, за да не чувствате болка.
Does that mean you cease to exist?
Значи ли това, че сте спрели да съществувате?
Do you become non-existent when you're under anesthesia? What is your answer?
So in this case, does it mean that the living entities are a finite number and this is contradictory to the infinity of the Lord?
He didn't answer my question. I asked, does the living entity cease to exist when he's under anesthesia?
Maybe not.
Have you ever seen in a hospital they put somebody under anesthesia? Does he become non-existent when he's under anesthesia? He's still existing, but he's not aware of what's going on. And after some time, the anesthesia wears off, and he wakes up and he sees, oh, I just had an operation. So, merging into Brahman is something like anesthesia. It is a temporary relief from the pain of material existence.
Това е едно временно облекчение от болките на материалното съществуване.
But after some time, it wears off and you wake up again in material sense gratification.
Но след известно време действието му спира и човек отново се събужда за стимула съждение.
It is also compared to flying in the sky of Brahman.
Понякога това се сравнява и с летене в небето на Брахман.
So if you go flying in the sky in your airplane, how long can you stay in the sky?
Ако летиш с самолет в небето, колко дълго време можеш да останеш там?
You can stay only as long as you have fuel, isn't it?
Можеш да останеш там само докато имаш гориво, не ли така?
When you run out of fuel, you're forced to come in for a landing.
Когато горивото се изчерпа, ти си принуден да се приземиш.
So they fly in the sky, Brahman, for some time, but after they burn off the karma from their previous pious activities, their austerities, then they come back again to material existence.
Така че тези известно време летат в небето на Брахман поради благочестивите си дейности, но след като се изчерпат, те отново се приземяват в материалното.
So he had a question about the number of living entities.
Yes, does it mean that the number of living entities is finite?
No, there's an infinite number of living entities.
Не, броят на живи същества е безкраен.
Krishna wants to enjoy unlimitedly.
Защото Кришна иска да се наслаждава безкрайно.
He likes to enjoy Krishna. You see, he's called Rama, the supreme enjoyer.
Кришна обича да се наслаждава. Той се нарича Рама, върховният наслаждаващ.
So, to enjoy every living entity that he can reciprocate with, that is a source of great happiness for him. For enjoying unlimited happiness, Krishna expands from himself an infinite number of living entities. So he can enjoy an infinite number of loving relationships.
After expanding himself, does he still continue to produce new living entities?
Does he continue? Actually, there's no such thing as past, present, and future in the spiritual world. So they're eternally expanded from him. There's no new ones coming out.
What determines the duration of the anesthetic?
How much pious activities and austerities they've done? Next question.
What is the difference between the liberation that a living entity achieves when Krishna kills him directly, like cutting his head, for example, and the liberation that one achieves by devotional service?
Generally, the demons who were killed, they achieve that impersonal liberation. Although sometimes they get a personal liberation. Because Putana came as mother, she got to become a mother in Goloka Vrindavan, one of Krishna's, in a motherly rasa with Krishna.
Например, Путана, която дошла като майка на Кришна, тя като била убита, получила освобождение като
And the soldiers who were killed on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, they got Sarupya liberation. They got four armed forms in the Vaikuntha world. But generally, those who were killed by Krishna, they get impersonal liberation.
According to the Vaishnava calendar, today is the appearance of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Would you like to say something?
Yes. Namo Bhaktivinodaya Satchirananamine. Gaura Shakti Svarupaya. What is that? Gaura Shakti Svarupaya. Rupanayoga Varayate. Yes, today is the transcendental appearance day of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It is the most auspicious day. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the energy, Gaura Shakti, is the energy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Described Gaura Shakti. Why is he described as Gaura Shakti? Because it is his preaching, it is his, he is the inaugurator of spreading Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. To the Western countries. He is the one who first introduced the teachings of Lord Chaitanya to the Western world. In 1896, he sent one manuscript, The Life and Precepts of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to McGill University in Canada. He is the one who had the vision of the Indians and the Westerners coming together in Sankirtan, Nitai Gaur, in this way, Jai Satchinandanam. He had that vision of them coming together in the Sankirtan movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is an answer to his prayer that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur appeared in this world. So, if it were not for Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where would we be? We would be in completely lost. How much we are indebted to him? We cannot measure how much we are indebted to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So today we are fasting, and everyone should be fasting until high noon in honor of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It is fast day. You can drink water, but don't eat anything. So, because it is daylight savings time, high noon is at 1 p.m. So, in your home or here at the temple, there'll be some special prasadam made for Bhaktivinoda Thakur, huh? Nice offering should be made for Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It should be, he should be offered a feast at noon, or at 1 o'clock, high noon. And if you're at home, you can make a feast at home for Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Make as many preparations, nice feast. Befitting the appearance day of a great Vaishnava.
предхожда на денят на появяването на един велик вайшнав.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur has left us the most wonderful legacy of Vaishnava songs. In the morning we are singing Jai Radha Madhava, that is by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. In the evening we are singing Ki Bhajaya Jaya Gaura Chandri. The Gaura Arti, that is also by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So we are so much indebted to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Let us always remain fixed in serving him by serving his those who come in his line of succession. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, and our spiritual masters who are coming in that line. Let us become very, very loyal to these acharyas. In this way we can always worship Bhaktivinoda Thakur by our thoughts, words and deeds. So, any other questions?
He says that without knowing that today is the Bhaktivinoda Thakur's appearance, they arranged for Harinam today in the afternoon. So if we
very good.
He would like to invite you to visit for a while to participate.
If it's very soft, I can come when it's very soft. But loud, I cannot. What time?
He will come at 4 o'clock to pick you up.
Maybe
4:30.
4 o'clock might be better. So I need to come back and serve Radha Damodar. 4 o'clock is better. Yeah. Any other questions? So everyone will join the Harinam today? You will join? Huh?
He's not sure.
It'd be a great blessing if you will join. Sankirtan, man. I remember on that traveling party, you were very much a part of our Harinam procession, one of the key members of our Harinam procession. There was photographs in Bhakti Godhead magazine. Actually, they put my photographs in Bhakti Godhead magazine. I remember you were dancing and you were jubilantly singing and dancing in those photographs. So if you were there, today, it will bring great, it will enliven everyone. So anything else? Yeah.
Сетих се, още един въпрос. При връщането от състоянието на безличност и апраман на живото същество запазвали духовните постижения.
Нивото.
When the living entity comes back from the Brahman platform, in the case of the impersonalist, does it retain its spiritual achievements?
No, he loses them.
Ne, gubi ga. Gubi
postižen. It's lost. So what's the that? In other words, Brahman realization is only temporary. Impersonal Brahman realization is only temporary. They come down and become karmi again. So why make an endeavor for a sense of liberation which is completely lost after some time? Better to become a devotee. Because there's no falling down from Goloka Vrindavan. Once you go back, you'll never fall down again. But the Brahmanandis, they fall down. They cannot remain in that position. But Tanti Adho. One last question.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that the Western youth, the youngsters, there who are singing, chanting the glories of Lord Jesus with guitars, they are part of the Sankirtana movement. So what is his vision actually?
What he said was the Salvation Army band. He didn't say the young Westerners playing the guitar. He said the Salvation Army band was the manifestation of Lord Chaitanya's movement. You know what is the Salvation Army band? It's not a rock and roll band. It's a very old organization, maybe at least 100 years old organization in the U.S. And they sing Christmas carols, you know, like Oh Holy Night. They sing Christmas carols on the streets during the Christmas season. It's not like a rock and roll. They didn't have guitars. But now all they do is stand and ring a bell and ask for money. We don't see them out there singing some religious songs during the Christmas season anymore.
Сега това, което правите, че само звъните звънци и събират пари, вече не може да ги видите как.
They've lost their sankirtan spirit.
Загубили са своя санкиртан дух.
But it used to be a very common thing during Christmas season. The Salvation Army band would be on the street making music, glorifying God.
Но това било често срещано явление по време на коледните празници.
It wasn't rock and roll band, no. They had some, you know, some wind instruments and some singers like that, drum. Okay, so we'll stop here. We thank you all very much for attending today's class. Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.